mark the hours, never late. The Lockport legend, let's get off this boat. Less appealing than the siren's call. The day draws us to a close. We rejoined our crew after several weeks at sea. Despite the tensions between the crew and the now-deceased Captain FitzClyde, it was smooth sailing for most of the trip. FitzClyde decided it was time to rename the ship. After much debate, the name Cuddly Crab was chosen. No one was happy with the decision. Squish caught and made a delightful hagfish dinner. Yes, everything was looking good for the Cuddly Crab crew, which I now don't like the initials of. Feet of glass. Squish was awakened by singing in the night.
Just change it to C's.
Last night when I wrote this, I thought it was really funny. It's not so much.
Oh, this is really good. They're going to love this.
They're going to really get a laugh out of it. Feet of glass. Squish was awakened by singing in the night. Drawn to the song, he soon discovered three women in the water calling to him. It turned out to be sirens, luring the crew to their demise. Quick thinking by our crew put the song out of tune. Squish and Chuckles, having fashioned a harpoon together, were able to impale and kill several sirens. However, the day was made treacherous by broken glass scattered all over the deck by poor aiming patches. Luckily, Neelix...
Oh, yeah.
...took the lady off at the last minute. New city, same problems. The Cuddly Crabs are fast approaching Lockport, a city they know nothing about but seems oddly familiar. Are they prepared to take on the challenges of a new city? Will they try and solve the mystery of Neelix? Do they even know where to start? Will they make friends or quickly and literally burn bridges? Before they can go too far, they must face the scrutiny of the infamous Lockport Port Authority.
That's redundant. Nope. Well... Meat's back on the menu, boys. GM's gone.
Take off your pants. Risky business.
Jump scare. Well,
meat's off the menu.
Turns out that wasn't the button to close the newspaper at all.
That button turned off my computer.
It turned off my Discord. Okay, so a couple of things before we started. Yeah. You all got some XP. I'm sorry, not XP. You all got ability points upgrades last session. What did you guys pick for your upgrades?
Venomous.
What?
Venomous.
You picked Venomous. I thought you were just like Venomous.
I would like to be Venomous now.
Okay. Tell me about this venom.
Oh, when I bite people, they start to itch. And then slowly their limbs fall off. No, wait, hold on. Let me make sure that this is real. All right. Venomous. Add. Choose a drug or poison from your bandolier stock to which you have become immune. You can push yourself to secrete it through your skin or saliva or exhale it as a vapor. That's not what I wanted at all. I thought I would be able to create poisons.
And bite people.
I mean, I guess I could. That's going to make me real weird.
I mean, we could play it like that, that you like ingest some sort of potion and or vial and you then for a short time become venomous. I'm cool with that.
Well, no, my plan was that, I decided that to go along with explosions, maybe I could create stuff that makes puffs of poison smoke.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's fair. So you can create basically a poison bomb. You've somehow over the course of the
last... A poison bomb. Like, exactly.
Like 6
War
months
crimes.
Have been able to create some sort of poison gas bomb. Okay. All right, cool.
Technologies through which to violate the Geneva Convention.
Yeah. And I'm going to assume that since this is an upgrade, because you'll have to roll your tinker when you use it, but I think you'll probably get a boost. Plus, it's always something that you have on you, right? Does that seem accurate?
I was just scanning in my head if that was overpowered, but it's not my problem, I guess.
Well, you do still have to roll for it. Have an absurd tinker, but still. Okay, so you got poison bombs now. Cool.
What if instead I have a knowledge of poison so I can create poison gas bombs from, you know, like MacGyver almost.
Sure.
Rather than just having poison on me all the time like Batman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So you have, like, enhanced your knowledge of these bombs to the point where you can just kind of look around the room and tinker something together.
Venomous.
That's venomous. Cool.
Man, I really should read these abilities. These are awesome.
Yeah.
When you wreck, the work is much quieter than it should be, and the damage is hidden from casual inspection. You can tinker with bones, blood, and bodily humors.
So, oh, yeah, you can get a healing from that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you got one there, and then you had two others. Did you just add that to your, like, points, or?
Oh, I assumed I had to spend all three on that.
No. No, it's one. It's one for an ability or two ability, like different points you can assign. Skill points.
So one ability and one skill point or two skill points?
It's three total. So each item is one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
One.
One more.
You can take a look at that. Your upgrades figured out.
All right, I got one rack, and then I have one other that I don't think I'm going to spend. I guess one finesse.
I'm going to take finesse, the ability. Venomous. You can look like looking into a mirror. You can always tell when someone's lying to you.
Okay.
Oh, so the old Columbo. Like,
so you can't be lied to.
He's from like, the end. Best. Oh, I almost got him.
Okay. And then did you just assign your two other points too?
Well, what's consort?
Consort. Consort is kind of like more of a manipulation than it is a command. So command is like, you have to do this. Consort's a like a sway, like trying to sway them towards your idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, no, we have sway. Never mind. I take that back. Let me look this up then. I should.
Is it with your?
It's spelled S-way.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We've been pronouncing it
like
wrong.
Like a snake.
Sawa.
Sawa.
Hold on. Let me look this up. Let me look at the old shiffer robe and see what we got here.
Oh, this is interesting. Consort. Gather information.
37.
Consort, friendly setting, some kind of emotional link, compassion, shared interest, etc., and generally being nice and polite. That is not within your character. Sway, potentially dangerous situation, suspicious, being reasonable and calm. Command, menacing, negotiations for position of force, maybe even threat of violence, being pushy, shooting people for no reason.
Who have I shot for no reason?
Baz.
Recently.
Probably Tawny.
Yeah, so
I don't actually know if you shot the red captain.
No, he did.
Yeah,
I don't think you killed him, though. You, Squish, or Chuckles, you actually killed him.
I have notes from the last session. It says, burnt the pants on the red captain.
Okay, so consort is...
I burnt his pants.
Consort's more... Yeah, exactly. More being, like, friendly and, like, charming, I guess, in a way, as opposed to manipulative and swaying people to your belief. Like, manipulating them. You're just, like, you're naturally charming.
All right.
As opposed to being convincing. Sorry.
I have four sway, just so everyone knows.
So do
I. XP... Can I find out how much XP I have? Do you know how you can do that?
So you have no XP at this time because you leveled up at the last session. Well, so at the end of season two, you leveled up all your XP. These are the 3 points you are awarded. You've got more XP coming to you.
I wrote down I had XP from last session, so or the one from a session back, and I just didn't know if I had any left.
Yeah.
So
over the course of like the last couple of campaigns, you guys earned enough for three. So.
I took one in survey and one in finesse.
Okay. Patches, did you upgrade?
What's skirmish again?
Skirmish, it's basically fighting, but not with any sort of finesse. It's not quite like rec either. So like hand-to-hand combat, like punching and stuff is skirmish. Grappling is skirmish. Wrecking is like just destroying things. Finesse is more like sword play. Or if you were to be really crafty and like grab somebody's arm, that's more like finesse. But skirmish is more like a strength attack sort of concept.
Okay. I'm going to do finesse, one on finesse.
Okay.
I'm going to do one on skirmish. And then I'm going to add an ability.
Okay.
I'm going to add the ability. Hold on. I just had it up, and now it's gone. What was it? Occultist.
Okay, what's that?
Occultist is... No, I got paper. You know the secret ways to consort with ancient powers, forgotten gods, or demons. Once you've consorted with one, you get 1D to command cultists who worship it.
Okay.
Oh, they did say there was a lot of cultists on this island.
That is true. Yes. So you basically get a benefit from trying to consort with gods. Right? To get information from them.
Oh, okay.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Gods.
Just gods.
So.
Good thing you're going. Well, anyway. Okay, cool. I'm sorry. And then, Tiger, you had two more points that you... we're going to assign.
Yeah, I did put him in there.
Okay.
It was finesse and I don't remember what the other one was.
Hand jobs.
Just fucking badass. I'm already good at those. Oh, wreck.
You're like, I really just get that wreck in there. Okay, cool. And then your crew has two upgrades as well. I put those in the chat. Now, some of these are pretty open-ended. For example, let me just get my notes here.
All right, I'm going to go grab something.
Yeah. So we're just saying you get crew upgrades. You get two of them. And I'm saying they're a little more vague than like what I put in. These are the ones I picked from your crew class, which is Shadows. So you can have like basically an advantage when going through underground passages or caverns or basically skulking about in the underground. You get an advantage there. If you want, you can get an expert in a specific field, and either you guys can decide the field or I can generate one for you. Double XP when using either insight, prowess, resolve, or during your downtime. So you'd pick one, and then every time you do a successful roll in that, you get double XP instead of just one XP. Or you can increase your coin slots so you can get more coins. Or you can do an upgrade to the ship if you want to, if you guys can decide on an upgrade. But
can we turn it into a submarine?
They're pretty open-ended. What?
Submarine? Can we turn it into a submarine?
If you want to turn that thing into a submarine, you're going to have to use both points because that is ridiculous.
I was listening to it, and I was listening to it at the end of last season, and at like three different points, the suggestion was, can we just turn this place into a submarine?
Submarines solve everything.
I agree.
I mean,
they really fly under the radar.
No submarines ever, you know, fallen out of the sky and crashed, so it's got that over planes.
Well, I mean, they do implode. Is there one for informants? I'm trying to see.
Yeah. So that could be your expert. Like if you wanted like a pre-established informant in the field, we could do that. That could be one.
I was thinking that would be cool since we're going to a new place.
I'm good with anything. I kind of think that, what's it called? Maybe the expert or the easy passage would be a good idea, just because we do tend to be going through underground passages, caves, the like. but an expert in a specific field, you know. It'd be really cool if we had, like, maybe a submarine guy there or a bomb guy.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I don't think we're going to be on the sea, though, right? Or is that just because aren't we going to Lockport and then we're going to be off the boat?
Yes, yes. So the boat, it's going to, I assume, you doesn't have to, but it's kind of like your home base once it's established where it's at. Like, it's not going to go anywhere. I'm not going to be like, oh, your boat's getting towed. Unless you guys are real jerks about it, and then I will tow your boat.
Well, you can't tow a submarine. I kind of want to have somebody, if somehow we can invent a reason and a person that we know has any sort of connection to Lockport.
Okay.
Presumably the captain knows, or the red captain knows about it, but I guess we're not talking to him.
No, that works.
Andy, any opinions?
I'm fine with that.
Okay. You wanna inform it who knows about Lockport? Cool. We can kind of give you the skinny on things. I'm cool with that.
Do you guys have any ideas on how this informant comes about? Level?
I just look pretty wanted.
Perhaps community service or something like that.
Can we do what?
Sorry, yeah,
you blanked out. I didn't hear that last part.
To whom? To me?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how do we get rid of our wanted level? Like, perhaps doing some community service?
Or paying somebody.
Or paying someone.
That's how that works in GTA. I actually don't think there's community service in GTA.
It would be better. Better influence on society, maybe.
Robbing cars so I can pick up trash on the highway.
Doing my part.
Okay. We can definitely do both of those. So I'm going to say the informant got that locked, pretty much locked and loaded. Give me 1 second. Let me.
Oh, you have a person already?
I may have pre-planned.
Almost as if we didn't have to spend a point on it.
No.
No, it turns out like she planned, we're going to become experts in cave diving too, and that's just now taking back burner plans.
Yeah, I guess I'll just like scrap the whole underground cave. No, I'm kidding. No, I definitely think we can get to the informant in there. That's not a problem. And then, yeah, for your lower wanted level, I think that as you got, we can kind of discuss it in game. But that, yeah, we can do that. We can lower your.
Yeah, because we have been getting mail correspondence via pigeon. So.
Yeah, you have been getting some mail on the ship.
I'm not sure how that helps, but.
No. All right. Cool. All right. Let's get this going then.
Hold on. I gotta get my character.
Where's the whiskey?
Where's my leg?
You're sitting on it.
Well, the dawn breaks, and the three of you.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
If you stepped on glass last session, which leg? Because one of them's fake.
No, I canonically mean, it's real. He lied about it.
He lied about it.
Canonically, the fake leg is a fake.
Canonically, yeah. He just has really big pants.
Yeah, it's a fake leg. I remember it was a whole set of reveals that day.
One right after the other.
I was devastated.
Yes. So, I never forgave you in many ways.
As the sun rises, the three of you are sitting in your triple-tier bunk beds. And you're thinking about the night you just had. This has been your real sort of brush with adventure since you've killed the captain and left Teacher Rose. So you're kind of maybe a little winded from the night, waking up in the middle of the night and getting the tar beat out of you. Maybe you're a little excited because life's been a little bit boring on the boat. But that's where we find you, sitting in bed together. Or, I'm sorry, all in your own beds, not in bed together.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a bunk bed with three people in one bunk.
And the other two are empty.
Five feet apart, platonically. But that's where you find
Thank
you.
And thank you for putting that in there. platonically.
You hear the sounds of the ship kind of waking up. Really, it's just Dee Dee and Tawny. Tawny has, stumbled to the galley. Dee Dee's rustling upstairs. The rest of what you're hearing is just general ghost working, general ghost labor noises.
Tawny's got to take a splinter out of my hand.
And glass out of Badge's fake foot. His fake foot.
Also out of your foot and butt.
Sure, right, guys? Things were so boring before we got glass in our ass.
Yeah, well, nothing ever happened. Oh, shit. I have glass in my ass. Oh, God damn it.
I've been picking glass out of my feet for yesterday.
I know. You've been throwing it in my bed all night.
And the thing is,
I didn't appreciate that.
The glass attack only happened last night, so where'd the rest of this other glass come from?
I don't want to know. I assume a broken bottle.
Damn, you just like
take your hat off and
just bottles fall out like some magic trick.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. It's just like, it's like the old guy with the watches and but when you pull out, it's all just bottles.
And they're all empty.
And all 10 empty. High.
Yes. So you stumble out of bed. Do you seek Tawny's help immediately? What do you guys do? You have a few moments before you guys get rolling.
I'm gonna groan about my splinter a little bit more in bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and sleep in.
I'm gonna throw glass pieces at Juckles, but like secretly. Like dying not to wake him up, but like
so secret I don't wake up, so I succeed in sleeping in.
Yeah, but I succeed in my it's a finesse roll, I think.
Okay, winner, yes, a win-win for everyone.
Should I roll a finesse?
Yeah, if I don't know what you're trying to accomplish, but yeah, go ahead.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I forgot how to do everything. Literally everything. It's been 1 week since you missing me. Alright. Partial success. But there's a consequence.
So who are you throwing?
You choke on the glass.
Game who over. Are you throwing glass at?
Juckles. Who's trying to sleep?
No. That'll improve your relationship.
You've been doing nothing but sabotaging this relationship since the moment we started playing.
Is this in character? Okay. Or, well, no, out of character. I don't know. start throwing glass at Chuckles. Chuckles, if you want, you can throw a resistance roll. It'd be finesse to see how well you resist.
No, I'm sleeping.
He's sleeping. You're successfully throwing glass at him, but not enough to, like, I don't know if your intention is to damage or annoy or wake him up. You're not really doing anything. Occasionally you kind of hit him in the back and you see him just twitch a little bit while he steadfastly ignores you. But the silence does hurt the fact that he doesn't even turn around, he doesn't make eye contact, he doesn't even yell at you kind of hurts a little bit. You're hoping to get some reaction out of him. You're going to take one stress because you're worried about your relationship.
He's bullying me like a kid on the playground because he's really jealous and he likes me.
Well, you try to sleep in. At some point, Dee Dee comes down the stairs because it's getting kind of late. Squish, you're kind of the cook on board, so she's kind of used to getting a regular breakfast. And she sees the three of you kind of all slumbering in your separate bunk beds. And just kind of like, Squish, which bunk are you in?
I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle, right. Squish, she kind of like climbers over whoever's in the bottom bunk. I'm assuming that's Chuckles.
Chuckles, yeah.
Why would you assume that?
I think you had notes. I think we had notes about where you're at, yeah. Oh, no, Chuckles, you're supposed to be in the middle. You're in the middle bunk. Squish, you're in the bottom.
Yeah,
bunk.
I'm always in the middle.
Yeah. She pads over to Squish, your bed, and she kind of, like, wiggles next to you, you know, and kind of wiggles some more. And it's kind of cute, except she is a chimp, which is rather large, and she eventually kind of, like, is squishing you against the wall where the bed is propped. Just, whoop.
Does she have a lit cigarette?
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
I take off my hat and I smack her and say, you know you're not supposed to smoke in bed.
She no, what do you want? Puts the cigarette out on the floor. She starts tugging your arm and, like, gesturing towards her mouth to indicate that she's hungry.
Oh. Yeah, but I got a splinter and it kind of hurts. So I don't know what we're going to do about that. I'm just sitting there poking it.
Dee Dee takes your hand and she starts poking the same spot. This is when Tawny kind of pokes his head in and he's like, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, I thought you were a doctor, not a time teller.
Not a clocker. Also, keep it down, our little man sleeping. Right.
Well, I mean, all right. Well,
I'm awake now. And has someone been throwing glass at me?
No, like, it's been raining glass.
Full of glass.
No, the whole boat's full of broken glass.
There's no windows on
this
ship. The
boat is full of broken glass. It's strange how this keeps happening, how glass just gets everywhere.
Glass gets everywhere. It's coarse and gets everywhere. What do you want, Tawny?
I'll follow Tawny out and ask him to take my splinter out.
Are you going to make breakfast?
Me or Tawny?
You.
Oh.
It's 2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock, so.
According
to our clocker. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's too late for breakfast.
Dinner?
It might be a dinner situation, guys.
Literally. The clocker.
The clocker. Yeah, so Tawny can heal you. Let me just take a quick look exactly.
Oh, I don't have a harm or anything. It was just annoying.
Oh, okay. Well, then he can.
It was supposed to be a harm, but I'm tough as nails.
That's true. He definitely pulls your splinter out, just with a pair of tweezers that he just, you know, kind of like keeps behind his ear.
And it hurts a little bit, so I slap him.
Is it like?
Yeah, that'll gain his trust and friendship.
Sorry, it's a reaction. I can't help it.
You're not the first Teacher Osh demon I've healed before, but. That is an unusual reaction. You two okay in there? And he's talking to Patches and to Chuckles now.
Just get my pants on.
Anything your intern can do?
Do you want to help get my pants on?
I give up. And he just like shrugs and walks away.
Bad intern. Right now, what?
Well,
I've yelled at the intern. I've begged for breakfast. I'm all out of ideas. All right.
That's really all he's got on the docket for today.
This is all you got?
Food and badgerment.
Okay. So you put on your pants and you go on about your business in the city or in the boat, whatever it is that you're doing.
strutting.
With glass in your feet?
I mean, trying to strut.
As you,
I'm just lucky there's no role for strut.
I'm just lucky there's no doctor on board.
It's a guy who tells the time.
As you awkwardly strut on board, on top of the on the deck, Chuckles, are you going to be sleeping in?
Oh, no, I woke up with all the hubbub. There's a lot of yelling. There's a lot of badgerment. So now I'm rightly agitated. I do have glass in feet and more glass in crack. But I have a tinker, a physicker ability. Mm-hmm. I can tinker with bones, blood, and bodily humors to treat wounds. But I've never used it, so...
Yeah.
I think this is like a practice thing, because I just figure Tawny is busy getting slapped and just generally badgered. Maybe I could just try my luck at pulling glass out of my own feet.
Yeah, for sure. So roll your thing, tinker. Board. You roll your tinker and you'll give yourself a plus crack. One.
A plus one and a tinker roll? Oh,
you can tinker with bones, blood, bodily humans. Everyone in your crew gets plus 1D to their healing treatment rolls. So.
Oh, boy. Modifier plus 1. Failure.
You were so cocky.
What happened?
I threw 5 dice.
That's like the worst tinker roll I've ever seen you do. What did you do? Did you just like go to bend over and just fall into the glass?
I'm in bed.
The you glass attacked
out of bed
you.
Onto the glass.
You somehow got the glass further into your feet.
Yeah, onto more glass. Now
you fell out of bed onto the glass that was thrown at you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
More glass.
More glass.
Yeah. Do you want to describe your failure, or should I?
No, you sound too excited for me to take that away from you.
I'm not. That rough, man. So as you're, it turns out that despite your amazing tinker skills and your general like deftness with tools, you're lousy with a pair of tweezers. And when it comes at least to getting your own skin, you are just mucking it up and you end up looking more kind of battered and bruised than you did before. The glass that has been thrown at you is now sometimes somehow also kind of in your feet as well.
Oh, great.
That wasn't there before. So you're not going to take any more harm. You're going to take a stress, though, just from the sheer frustration of this, like this thing that you should have done well and you couldn't.
And did not heal at all. And you did not. I should have just stayed asleep.
Not heal at all.
I don't even know why I woke up this morning. No breakfast. No healing.
Well, as you're sitting there glum and kind of, you know, kicking yourself, you hear this familiar thunk on the deck of the ship. You know that this means that a bottle has been delivered, and more than likely it's a bottle for you.
A bottle?
Like a message in a bottle dropped by a pigeon.
Oh, excellent. The pigeons carry bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I don't know that I even thought about how they carried their messages.
How do you think so many bottles ended up on ship?
I figured the drinking. I mean, I'm not sure that, you know, whoever is sending me messages, who I have a good idea who it is, I don't think they drink Tenhai because they are classy, you know, respectable bird-faced
Tenhai
women.
Tenhai is very popular.
Especially among
well,
pigeons.
Anyway, so I got anyway, I got a
you
package.
Got a message.
The Wells Fargo wagon, it's coming for me.
When you go on, I'm assuming you kind of just stop whatever you're doing. You rush up the stairs to go on the main deck.
Except I'm hobbling because there's glass in my feet
and
all
in
of my
butt.
Body parts and in my butt and I run.
Yeah,
with my butt.
So you. Hesitantly and with gingerly and with
ouch,
great
ouch,
care.
Ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Yes,
ouch! Ouch! Ouch!
Take your time and you get to the bottle. And yes, you immediately recognize as one of Lady High Hill's bottles for you. It has a distinctive
smells like her still.
Yeah, the cork is kind of, you know, when you open it, you get like a little smell of like her, her perfume. Wow. It's one of her very delicate bottles. Sealed with a kiss. And when you pull out the bottle and when you open it, this for you is very romantic. Just want to preface that, like, you, this is something that very much warms your heart. But it is written in a very, are you there, God, it's me, Scar, you know, Judy style, where she goes, this is the letter. It says, dear Pat, dear
Chuckles. Wait, this is written in symbols and third grade English.
Yeah, yeah. Dear Chuckles, how are you? I miss you so much.
Oh, she misses me.
Yeah.
It says she misses me.
I love your letters. And it says look forward. And she kind of like has scratched it out. And she says, I'm excited to see all your bottles come in. Mm-hmm. Your spelling is getting very good.
Wow.
And there's like a little smiley face.
Wow. That.
I've talked to Dad, and there's like a little like picture of her green goblin father. A
little disgusting little goblin man.
Yeah.
And gross, he's agreed man.
To drop all charges against your crew.
Hey, as I remember, I'm yelling this at the letter, as I remember, I pulled that disgusting man out of a burning building. No matter how it started.
So allegedly. In the letter letter you're writing back, there's a the letter goes on, wish you were here, let me know your next stop, love, Lady Highhill.
Wow.
Got little hearts and kisses on it,
and I kiss it, and then I put it under my hat. Boop. Yep.
So this has lifted your spirits some. Squish, Patches, where are you guys on the ship at this tender moment?
I guess I'm making food.
Okay. Squish is in the galley.
Your favorite thing in the whole world.
A splinter. But I got my hand wrapped up really, like, a lot, so it looks like I was really injured.
Like you really burned your hand or something, or really cut it up?
Yeah.
Patches?
I'm hanging off the on the front, looking at the horizon, pulling glass out of my feet, and taking it all in.
Okay, you want to roll your own healing roll?
Yeah, sure. How do I do that?
Let me take a quick look. So you'll still get the plus one from Chuckles' benefit, but you won't be rolling Tinkers. You're gonna roll a prowess resistance roll. Plus one.
Okay. A prowess resistance roll, or
you're a prowess roll, and where's you're gonna give at? Yourself a. So you hit prowess. The word prowess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I see it now. There it is. Sorry, I didn't. I was looking underneath those. And then what?
And then a plus one modifier.
Okay.
Okay.
Success. I'm singing a little song. Hail the Junk Fort Boys. Da, 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 da. Yeah, and it's, you know, pulling out glass and just, you know, enjoying the sea air.
Enjoying glass.
Are you sitting on top of the big bucksy Latino Dave on the front of the ship?
Yeah, yeah, that's that. You know, the busty Latino Dave.
Oh, man, I didn't AI that. I bet I could have.
Yeah, if you want to be on some kind of list.
But for Latinos.
It's spicy.
All right. Well, you start pulling the glass out of your feet. Also while hanging on one arm, you know, to the boat as it's swaying. When you hear the captain, Fitzclyde, from the helm, shout out, land ho!
Land ho!
Land ho!
Land what?
Holy crap.
Land ho! And he says it, and as he says it for that third time, it kind of echoes throughout the boat. So no matter where you are in the ship, you have heard him say, "Land ho."
Oh, then Squish and Dee Dee walk upstairs through the door. We're just eating pieces of toast.
Dry white toast.
Well, yeah, and I would like to look off the side as well towards the hole.
Yeah, where's the hole at?
Well, you're on the front of the boat, so you should see it, right? Because we're going towards it. Oh, that doesn't look very good.
Yeah, you pull into Lockport.
Oh, mine's black.
Mine's black.
Okay, hold on.
Because they're not.
I will fix it.
I'm panicking.
I went blind. I knew it was a bad idea to have toast.
You pull into Lockport. As you do, you see a city kind of emerging in front of you. Lockport is a very hilly city. It's got lots of hills and valleys, and that houses and buildings are all kind of like crammed on there. So city, but you can see that there's hills. But what you pull into is just a dock. Filled with a bunch of other ships. It's active. There are people walking around. You see, it just looks like a functioning dock. There are cargo is being taken off of ships. People are boarding onto other ships. It's a busy place. And the captain kind of doesn't lower anchor, but kind of slows the boat down. And he turns to face the three of you standing there looking at your approach and goes, "All right. Have you boys got your story straight? Have you got your story straight?"
No, I didn't know we needed a story. We are perfectly good members of society.
He's right.
Okay. Well, they're going to ask for paperwork for the boat, like title papers, registration, things like that. Things I may have had on my body when I died. You know, important things.
Because we tossed that old thing.
I do remember my funeral. Have to say, not very respectful. You didn't have to whiz on me like a dog.
Well, to be fair, we didn't think you were going to come back.
We didn't thought that have was to the laugh end about you. It, too.
Well, you're going to have to answer to the Lockport Authority about your doings here. And I'm afraid, as a ghost, can't really help you on that, being non-corporeal and such. So if you'd like now sometime, we're going to be heading into the dock in just a moment. So, you know, put your seats back up into their upright positions and all that. But you're going to need to come up with something.
I've got a plan.
Oh, okay.
I can't read.
Okay.
Or write. So I'm not going to be able to come up with paperwork unless I can do it in crayon.
Don't worry. We don't need no paperwork.
I feel like maybe we should, you know, it's something to consider.
No, we'll sneak in.
Sneak in with a full-size ship.
No, we'll pull it in, we'll park, and then we'll just jump off the boat and swim. Your silence seems to tell me that I came up with a really good idea.
Well, it's an idea. And I used to have a saying, you know, no idea is a bad idea. But look at me.
I remember
you've proven
saying.
Me wrong.
Well, thank God I didn't ask my chauffeur. I was asking my crew. Lads?
Well, I mean, he's the only person that knows anything about Lockport.
They're all the same.
Okay, yeah, I guess we could just ignore his hints and helpful guidance.
I'm sure that'll work well for us.
Yeah, we'll just blow it up anyway.
I'm sure your optimism is going to help us, too.
Squish, are you frozen forever?
Oh, yeah. Bridget, I still don't have a picture.
You don't have a picture? Do you see it now?
No.
All right, hold on. Because you're in here, and it's... Then just hit the button.
Do you have a picture, Tiger?
Yeah, but I'm a GM.
Hmm. Let's see. That do anything for you?
No. There it is.
I turned off scene vision. Or token vision.
Huh.
If disabled, the entire scene is visible.
Goddamn
Mongolians. Mongolians, they take her down on my wall. And it's
still frozen. Take it down my wall.
Oh no, he's turned into a blue square.
Square Andy. Blue Square Andy.
Yes, plus I heard thunder, so that might have something to do with it.
What?
He said he heard thunder. Which, he's implying is related. Nope, he's back.
That's Squishy the one. All right, are we all back together?
No, he froze again. He's back for like half a second.
Richard, you frozen?
No, I'm here.
Oh, you, listen, you were just really. Oh no, you're here. You were just really determined.
I have an innate stillness. I just don't like to move. Honestly, is what it is.
If like I don't move, nobody will see me.
Yeah, I got that Drax.
Oh, he's back now. He's moving.
He's moving.
He's back alive.
Nope. Oh no, he's.
This is what happens when you put your internet in the bottom of a well.
Is that where they put his witches too?
He's like, there's my well router. I gotta go down to the bottom of the well to reset it. I don't know why the Comcast guy put my router at the bottom of a well.
He's moving.
Ah!
He's moving.
No, he's back.
He's grooving. He heard us.
He heard us.
No, he's moving. He's blinking.
I can't tell if he's not moving or if he's just really determined.
No, I think it's gas.
Maybe he's got better innate stillness than you, Bridget.
It could be. It would fool me.
Only once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Don't get fooled again.
Shame.
No, watch me hit this drive.
Don't you miss Bush?
Yeah.
Don't you miss when you could throw your shirt? No, when you could throw your shoes at the president.
Yeah, and it was fun.
That was allowed back then.
Yeah.
He dodged those too.
That's the rule. If he dodges the shoe, he wins.
He gets to keep the shoe.
If he dodges the shoe, he gets to retire and paint for the rest of his life. If he gets hit in the face with the shoe, well,
then there's four more years of
four more years of Bush. What?
The picture the tiger put in the chat.
He really hates when I do that.
Oh, well, this is Lockport. It really looks like our hometown Lockport, with the
with the smog.
With the smog and
smog.
Smog and, you know, the unpleasant nature of it all. The empty buildings and, you know, gaylords everywhere.
The abandoned warehouse district.
The abandoned warehouse district. That's where we're going to have our robot battle at the end of the season, right?
Oh, he's moving again.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is this thing on?
It better be, or we're going to take more pictures of you.
Please don't.
Well, don't be visible then. Quit being corporeal.
How about that?
Does that help?
I don't know if it helps.
If it doesn't help you?
It helps my confidence.
Okay. All right.
All right, guys. So, I have a plan of sneaking in, but what do you guys have? I forget. We're all three co-captains, and you know, and Mr. Sub Captain Chauffeur over there. So, what are you guys' plans? Hey, we don't have lights.
What?
Turn it into a submarine and go under them.
That's our solution to everything. We really got to come up with a better idea as than decoys and submarines.
Under what?
The whole town. We
attach giant balloons to the ship and go over them.
I like your enthusiasm. Bridget, we're making our ship into a balloon. Don't tell Captain FitzClyde.
I mean, then maybe don't discuss it right on the deck when I'm talking to you, not 10 feet away.
I forgot to call you Chauffeur McClyde.
McClyde?
FitzClyde.
I knew that sounded wrong, but I didn't know why.
Because he's not Scottish?
FitzClyde isn't Scottish?
No, it's not as Scottish as Mick Clyde.
No, it's Pakistani.
Oh.
Well, I'll be damned.
With a little bit of Portuguese.
Listen, I can put the anchor down right here if you guys need a few more minutes to think about it, but you either have to decide how you're going to approach this, because as soon as I pull that ship into dock, people are going to come up here asking questions, and you better have answers for them. Or we
can we forge these documents?
Yeah.
Well, I can't.
I mean, probably could. I don't know. Aren't I learned?
You are learned. Oh,
right.
That was in character. Am I still learned, guys?
Honestly, I'm not sure at this point in time. I thought
it was learned for a long time, but I've been saying learned lately, so I'm wondering if I'm really not that smart.
Well, now you made me doubt everything.
We
try to forge some documents.
Forge some with crayons?
No, I assume there's ink somewhere.
Can we use Neelix to do that? Is Neelix, can he forge? Is he happen to be a forger? Who's our best forger?
Can he transform Neelix into a female forger. Set of documents?
Female set of documents. Hey, we accept Neelix for what he is, or who he is.
Right, but I don't think he identifies as documents, unfortunately.
No, Neelix cannot forge your documents if you need forging.
Is it because he's a ghost?
I mean, that or... he's not like just not particularly skilled in forging.
What if we have the chauffeur captain like distract the port authority while we sneak in, like behind them? Like
yell chauffeur at him a little bit.
It is a ghost ship. Maybe it could be like you know. Spooky and like come on, and they have to deal with the ghost, and we just sneak off. Like, you know, it's like imagine if Scooby Doo showed up to the house, but the guy in the house was trying to sneak out, so he's just scaring them as a decoy and then slip away.
Yeah, like the Venture Brothers, they just had that really big scary boat, and then it turned out they weren't actually ghosts.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. I say we up the ante on the ghost stuff. All right, I've offered a couple ideas. We've talked about forging. Do you want to do all three? One of us will forge, one of us will spook, and one of us will sneak. Your silence tells me it's a good answer, I think.
I was kind of waiting for see what Andy said. I don't know how proficient or bad we would be at forging documents. I know that I would not be good at forging documents, because I primarily write in crayon and in pictures. So that won't be good for me. Maybe one of you would be, but then we would still have to lie our way through.
But both me and you are really good at sway.
Yes, but we still need pavers.
All right, yeah. What's your? You sound like you got an idea, Tiger. What's up?
No, I'm just talking it through. I'm evaluating the three plans that you gave us.
Oh, well, that's what you're doing. Evaluating.
Can I attempt to tinker a set of documents?
Sure.
And then we'll see how it goes from there.
Yes.
Well, not good, boys. So, what's plan B? Because I also only write in crayon.
It's like... you got to describe what you wrote. You got to show us your shame.
Did you ever see that SpongeBob episode where he starts the essay and he's writing for hours and hours, but he's just got like a really fancy the?
The.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you hold the documents you've created up in front of Captain FitzClyde, and he just is like, "Oh, okay. What was Plan B? Sorry."
Well, Plan B was a submarine.
Knuckles, can you tinker that?
A submarine? No. I mean, we don't have that kind
plan
of time.
Plan C was an airship. Was turning into an...
yeah, tying plan a bunch C of balloons. Was balloons.
Chuckles,
which
can
I don't
you
know
tinker that?
No.
And Plan D was scaring the whole Port Authority.
I mean, we could do that. Can you conjure ghosts?
But they're on the ship because of Fitzy.
And I can compel them to do what I want.
Well,
so
okay.
What if we hide on the back of, or like... on the outside of the ship, it docks. They come
I can summon a storm with heavy
nothing
fog.
But ghosts, and we sneak around.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Yeah.
If we get around the side of it, and like it docks, but then they come aboard and they see it's just a bunch of ghosts.
Yeah, what if we just pretend to be empty? Then they board.
Or abandoned, and then we sneak around.
I have this ability called Tempest, and I can make it's. You can push yourself to do one of the following, and one of the following things I can do is summon a storm or with a heavy fog. So I could come in with fog.
But, yeah, like a spooky, empty, abandoned boat.
Like right, I got the inspiration from this picture I'm looking at.
Oh, the foggy place. Oh, I guess maybe this place is already foggy. I guess your magic is useless.
No, we're gonna be extra foggy. Extra foggy.
Can you have the fog come out of the big busty Latino Dave's mouth?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is this the plan?
Yeah.
Well
maybe.
No, I like the plan. I'm just thinking about what else we could do with the ghosts. Like, we need to make them more spooky. So maybe we should talk to the ghosts about...
We can give a couple of some chains to rattle.
Yeah, chains. I like that. Maybe they can be bloody and or full of glass.
We've got plenty of that lying around. Can we throw sheets over them? So they look
we are the crusty crab crew. Maybe we should put sheets on them. And you know what? We could erect a big T and set it on fire.
No. T for terror.
That'll show them.
T for terrible.
For terrible. T for Krusty Krab crew.
We might have to change our name. I think Captain FitzClyde is trying to make us racist.
I don't like what the afterlife has done to him.
He's wearing a white sheet all the time.
All right. Okay. Do we have to convince the ghosts?
So, do we have
to conjure more ghosts? I mean, you're a ghost captain. Can you conjure more ghosts, uglier ghosts?
Perhaps I mean, I can compel. Ghosts? I can compel ghosts. I can. I can force nearby ghosts to appear and obey, and they'll obey my commands. You know, that's my compel. But that's the problem with that is that's a special ability. So if I do that, I might not. I can't. I don't think I can do Tempest at the same time, right?
It would have to be in a different role.
I see, a different role. So,
you could do like a for your compel, you would probably use command. So you'd have to roll a command roll to see how well you could command these ghosts. And then you would need to do a second roll for the Tempest.
And what would Tempest be? What kind of role would that be?
I'm going to say attune to, like, the spiritual world.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It should be fine. What do you guys want to do? Because I can compel ghosts to do what to be extra spooky and rattle chains and, you know, burn giant teas, apparently. Or I can cause a massive fog disaster and we can just, you know, come in hot in the fog, like a big, like it'd be a pretty big spectacle. And I, you know, the ghosts are still out here, you know. You know, we have Captain Ghosts and, you know, we also have Neelix if we need to, if we need to unleash like a, you know, scary ghost that's wearing a very pretty dress.
Considering we didn't, you know, make any efforts to move at all after the captain yelled at us for being 10 feet away from him, what is his general disposition towards this Scooby-Doo-esque plan?
You know, he's listening with like mild amusement. Like, this is not the plan that he would have done himself, but he is kind of bemused by your ingenuity, by the situation. He's not against it. He's not going to stop you.
Is he going to support us? Because we could use some help in rousing his useless crew.
Oh, listen, I'm here for you, lad. If nobody else, then I'm here for you, Chuckles. I know. And he takes you aside and goes, I know you've been working on your letters. And I just got to say, you're doing a great job. Very proud.
You're reading my letters?
No, but I see how hard you read. I don't have anything to do all day. I spy on everyone.
Does it look like I'm trying very hard when I'm reading it?
Well, your mouth moves a lot.
Well, you don't use your finger when you read?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll get there someday.
Yes, of course. This crew could need a little rousing. It's been smooth sailing. I say we give it a little bumpy intro back into Lockport. What do you say, boys? And you hear the ghostly crew, like, just faintly.
They start singing a pirate song.
Yeah.
Noise was that? Was that jeering? Was that, like, mild
that's
enthusiasm?
That's them softly booing from the underworld. Boo, yeah, woo. You say the words, boys, and I'll bring this ship in how you want her. You want her fast and hot, spook the devil out of them, or you want it slow and roll. We'll do whatever you like. You don't even have to command me, but you're going to have to do the rest, because I can only pilot the boat.
All right, I guess then we'll decorate. Can we have a decorating montage?
Absolutely. Decorate away.
All right, streamers.
So you guys are running around the ship and at some point Chuckles, you're just like putting up like streamers with little bits of tape. You know, maybe you struggle with the tape with a little bit.
There's like can I make paper skeletons?
You know? Oh, paper sure. Lanterns.
Paper lanterns. I'm gonna do paper chains.
Yeah, paper chains. It's this is just gonna be like a third grade haunted house.
Yeah,
you're down in the galley with some safety scissors, you know, really quickly, you know, cutting and gluing. But yeah, you're making the ship appear at least to be relatively spooky.
Edie did a hand turkey for some reason. Yeah. I haven't figured out.
Yeah.
She's never
giant
even seen a turkey.
Hands, you know, she's made a hand turkey. Tawny even gets in on the fun a little bit, and he puts like a sheet over his head and like.
Oh, yeah, what are we going to do with Tawny?
tawny. Oh, we got to make him look dead or make him dead.
No, no, we'll just throw a sheet over him.
Yes, one of the pointy head ones.
He just needs to pretend to be a ghost.
Tawny gets the sheet thrown over him.
It's what, but it's Juckle's sheet.
Yeah, so it's all
it's the floor. Crusty.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Rude. No.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what I'll have you guys do. Each one of you is going to roll a finesse roll. And then depending on how that goes, that'll be kind of your boost for whatever comes next. All right. See how well you've decorated.
Finesse. Good thing I upgraded that.
Oh, me too.
Brandon, when you sneezed, the entire screen shook.
All right.
That wasn't the screen. That was the house.
Oh. All
right. Someone else get a 6 so we can critically succeed.
Nice.
We did.
All right. That's Patches a critical success.
That is. That is. All right. We will add that. Before I forget, we'll do it later. Doesn't matter. I forgot to give you guys XP. Okay. So you guys have decorated this ship out to be scary. Now you're all at your places. So the captain, Fitzclyde, is at the helm. Mm-hmm. Patches, if I understand correctly, your next move is to make fog or to rile up the crew.
I thought I was going to make fog. I thought Fitzclyde was riling up the crew.
Yeah. He's got the crew plenty riled. So you're going to make this fog. Squish and Chuckles, where are you guys? Because I'm assuming you're at standing Patches. You're standing kind of on the deck to do this, right? Because you're making it come out of Busty Dave's mouth.
Yeah. I'm like right above Busty Dave, like waving my hands around.
All right, doing your voodoo. Squish and Chuckles, where are you guys at this point?
This might take a tinker roll, but I would like, is there a way that I could tinker some spooky fireworks or light display? What if it's shooting like flaming green streamers out of the cannons?
Ignis,
I'd like to be on the cannon level. I would be hanging my head out of the cannon hole.
Yeah. You can definitely do that, and I think that's totally within your purview of making shit that explodes.
Oh yeah,
make that shit explode.
So should I roll a tinker or just did it for free?
Roll your tinker. I think you'll be fine, but right. We'll see.
I don't know. I wasn't fine last time.
That's true.
Fine this time.
Yeah. You did great. So you're in sticking your head out of the cannon, ready to set off these green streamers. I'm saying we're just kind of getting prepped. Nothing's quite happened yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Squish.
Whenever I'm given the signal.
I think Squish wants to
eat. Cook.
Yeah. No, he's going to be hanging along the side of the ship, but on the opposite side of, starboard side. So I can kind of climb along the ship on the
hidden from view.
You're a demon. Yeah. You're already scary.
Yeah, but this
can,
is a
can
ghost
you do any
ship.
Demon stuff?
No.
No. Are you resistant? Are you resistant to fire?
Demon stuff.
I don't think so.
Maybe I'm getting confused with
Ravina.
I guess Ravina. Them. I was trying to think of the Schmidlger.
Roll your finesse just to see how well, if you're having any issues hanging on.
Okay. Nope.
Nice. Yeah, so you have no issues hanging on. So, to set the scene, Chuckles, you are hanging out of a cannon, ready to set off a series of sparks, explosions, streamers, things like that. Squish, you are hanging on to the back of the ship. And I'm going to say Dee Dee is also with you hanging on. And being a chimp, she has no issues hanging on.
Of course.
Is hanging on behind the ship. And then, Patches, you are at the very front of the ship, waiting to start the fog.
Fog it up and fog it out.
Okay. The scene is, you take it away. What's your code word to set this whole thing off? What do you do?
Coming in hot.
Is that our code word?
I mean, it's kind of a mouthy code word.
How about hot boxes? Hot boxes!
All right.
Hot boxes!
Hot boxes.
Sorry, one final question. Well, how do you want the captain to bring it, this ship in?
Slow.
Slow and parallel parking.
Okay. So, Patches, you scream hot box. Go ahead and throw your tune for your Tempest. You get a plus one since that's your skill too.
It was a command. It was a tune, right?
A tune, yeah. To bring that storm. Okay. So, what?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, don't you roll two for a tune?
That's what I thought. Can I try that again, or can I look?
Yeah, you did plus one, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah, roll back, because you should have had at least three dice on there.
Okay, modifier is plus one. Number of dice, it says two, so okay, let me try that again. Sorry. There it is. Sorry.
Okay. I wonder why that came out as only one last time. Anyway, point doesn't matter. The fog starts pouring out of you. Take it away. What do you do?
I'm dancing a little bit. It's coming. Where is it coming out of?
It's coming out of Busty Dave's mouth, as requested.
All right, yeah. So it's just coming out of his mouth, and I'm kind of like just like doing my my ritual dance that I need to do to summon a tempest. Stop! That's not the title.
It's a suggestion.
It's been mentioned three times. All right. So anyway. Smoke is coming out of Busty Dave's mouth, just like in real life, honestly. It circles around me. It circles around the boat, kind of going under the water and spreading out, kind of like almost like kind of like uncannily fast, like almost like it's like spreading like really quickly. It's just overflowing from the mouth as we're just spewing out like this fog from the front of our boat. Is it already dark? Is it nighttime? It's morning, right?
Yeah, like midday.
It's midday, so we're gonna have a foggy midday, right? It's gonna be a real extra foggy, it's so much fog. It's not blocking out the sun, but it's like it's pretty bad. It's like a fire was lit, and it's just all.
We probably should have waited until night if we're ghosts.
Yeah, too late now.
Well, we woke up at 2, so it probably took a while to travel there.
And the montage.
Yeah, I would say.
Let's say it's dusk.
Let's say it's dusk. Well,
as nighttime comes, the foggy, crabby crew shows up.
Preston. All right, so you're successfully able to produce this fog. What you guys are seeing as the ship kind of approaches the dock, it's moving very, very slowly to give it the most eeriness, is that people have started to kind of gather onto the piers, and they're pointing and looking at the ship. Is there any noise coming from the ship, or is it dead quiet?
We're pretending it's abandoned.
So it's absolutely eerie. Let's just cut that for a second. The ship rolls into dock, into the port, and fog has enveloped the area, making it difficult to see. People are like looking aboard, like trying to peer on board. You see a group of what appear to be some sort of authorities in uniforms kind of running out on deck. There's one man in particular kind of leading them. He sees your boat coming in. You've set off the fog. What would you like to happen next?
Chuckles, weren't you going to throw off your fireworks?
I'm waiting for the right time.
Is it okay, the right time? I'm thinking once the place is good, thickly fogged, maybe throw the fireworks as a distraction so that that's when we get off the boat. What do you think? Like, yeah, they'll be looking at the fireworks. Like, we'll throw that the fireworks on the port side of the boat, and we'll get off on the larboard side of the boat.
The who? Was that the last thing you said? The larboard?
Yeah.
So you think the opposite of starboard is larboard?
It was. It's not anymore, but that's a fun fact. That's true. Larboard used to be the opposite of starboard, then they converted it to port side.
Okay.
I learned it from a movie.
You're lucky I'm too lazy to look into that.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. But we should probably get really close so we don't have to swim very far.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you also have the ghost crew waiting for your kind of command, sorry, to be ghostly. They are sitting quietly, standing quietly nearby, just slightly outside of presence and seeing.
We should send the ghost first, and that'll bring them in even closer out of curiosity. And then I'll shoot the Chinese fire.
The Chinese fire.
I don't think that's the preferred nomenclature.
Oh, I didn't say what I wanted to say, though.
That doesn't make it better.
And we're thankful.
So the ship gets closer to port, and on your cue of hot box or whatever you said, crew starts kind of flickering in and out of existence. And they're going about their tasks like normal, like they would normally be bringing a ship into port, except they're physically not doing, you know, nothing is actually happening. So you see people tossing robes, and you see them, you know, making lines, and there's people calling out and climbing the rigging, but it's done completely silently. And the ship gets closer and closer to port. You guys are now within the distance. You are safe within the harbor is what I'm saying, is you guys are close enough that if you wanted to jump at any point, you could safely make it to shore. But you're getting kind of closer and closer to this pier. As you get closer, the boat is slowing down. People on shore are starting to really take notice. They've seen the ghost crew. There's a big hubbub. Everyone is just talking and shouting. The man, the clearly in charge figure with a firm mustache, is starting to shout at people. Ropes are getting pulled to basically, they assume that this is a runaway boat, to dock it and pull it into shore. Ladders are being brought. You can see that they're about to board the ship.
All right, this is my cue, and I would like to shoot the cannon, and I wanted to light up the boat in a very eerie green glow, and highlighting the ghost's existence for all to see. Although I guess this is a land of ghosts, so are they going to be scared of ghosts? Doesn't matter. It's too late. The plan is in motion.
Everyone's afraid of ghosts.
Yeah, so the ship, Chinese fireworks?
Your Chinese fire, just, yeah.
All of a sudden just burst a light, and because of the fog, the light kind of startles and then dissipates, illuminating these ghostly figures on deck, and you hear the crowd gasp, you know, as they're seeing this, and to their absolute shock.
Once I see the flash, I jump off the side of the boat into the water to try to swim to the port next to us.
Okay.
Or the pier. Right. The pier next to us.
Okay. Are you two, Patches and Chuckles, are you still on board?
Well, I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. I was really excited about the fire. And I saw Squish jump, and I guess I'll follow him.
Patches?
I look at Fitz Clyde and I say, "You're going to take care of the ship, right?"
Oh, I'll take good care of my ship. Don't you worry.
Our ship. You're an ex-captain. Don't think I can't. Just because you won over Chuckles a little bit, don't think I've had not eyes onto you.
One of us is bound to the ship in life and death, and it's not you, so.
We don't know that yet.
It sounds like I got myself a built-in pilot. Just take care of the ship, all right? I mutinied really hard to get this one. And then are you going to throw out the ghosts yet or what?
Oh, they're out. They're out.
Yeah, they're
They've
already
been
out.
Working the. Yeah. Are Do they, you want them to? Are you try? Are you want them to rile up? Like
yeah,
riot
let's
now?
Rile. Yeah, rile them up.
All right. As you say, you know, you better take care of my ship now and walk away. The captain turns to his crew and says, "All right, boys, let's give it a once all. Let's give it a nice Duskval welcome." And you don't hear it, but you can see them all raise up their arms and cheer. Ah! And the pirates essentially start rioting on the ship. So they are now just, there's flooding the top deck. Pirates are starting to throw ghostly punches at each other. And it's very exaggerated and over the top. Like, clearly they're not hurting each other. Also, they can't, they're ghosts. But, you know, they're like, ah! You know, there's pirates hanging from the rigging.
Really hamming it up.
And, yeah, like real mm-hmm. Disney pirates here. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, you know, and so then you jump overboard.
Splash.
Yeah. I jump overboard.
Nice. Splash.
You jump overboard. All right, so we're going to do two sets of rolls. I'm going to do one. I'm going to take into the account your critical successes to see how distracted the crowd and specifically the guards are. You guys are going to throw... I'm going to say you're going to throw the same prowess. I'm saying that wrong. Roll. To see how easily you throw to shore. So it'll be your three rolls individually, and then I'm going to throw there basically how well you were able to distract them.
Okay.
It's a success.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Chocolate yeah, why does
oh,
you have two?
Maybe
or
they
one?
All say success.
Well, they should. That's weird.
Yeah.
Suffer four stress.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to. But then why does Chuckles? Oh, because you got a critical. Yeah, so Patches. So I'm going to say you all make it to shore, regardless. You all make it to shore.
Nice.
Squish, I think Dee Dee panicked the minute she hit the water. And started clawing on you because she actually can't swim. She's an ape. She's kind of built like a brick. So you're going to go ahead and take that four stress like from having brick. To drag her back ashore. Patches, as soon as you jumped off, you heard this voice saying, What the hell? And you see a man dressed in a sheet jump in next to you. Tawny has jumped in and he's flailing in his sheet. And much like Dee Dee, you have to assist him to shore. So you're also going to take two stress.
What are you doing? You're supposed to stay on the ship.
Well, I can't stay on the ship. There's just ghosts now. You guys didn't tell me. You didn't plan anything. You just threw a sheet on me.
We told you to be a ghost intern.
I didn't want to just hide out on the ship. What's going to happen? What, they're going to board that ship, and they're going to go in there, and there's not going to be anyone there. What's going to happen to the ship? I didn't want to be caught on there.
You're right. My Pokemon cards.
Listen, you could have. There's plenty of places to hide. Let's just get you to shore. And like, because he's really struggling.
Yeah, and you kind of drag him onto the next dock. Besides this crowd, by his sheet. All right. Let me do mine here.
and I didn't suffer any stress because always on the boat, I just was like swimming alongside the boat whenever we had a chance. That was one of my off time things.
Yeah. Yeah. You actually
were pretty good at swimming.
You're actually pretty good at swimming. Also, like, because you kind of had yourself in a cannon, you kind of just like lit a small explosion that kind of like gave you enough propeller to like really kind of get you good into the water. So you like a graceful swan dive, you know, while like the rest of these two were just falling. All right. Let's see if that works. Awesome. Why did it say it is patches?
Probably because you had him clicked.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. It was three anyway. But you're not getting that point. The crowd is completely distracted. You have managed to slip behind them. They don't even notice that you have pulled up on the dock beside them. But as before you go, you get one final look of the captain who's waving his hands at you. And he goes, hey, you guys might want this. And he takes a bottle and he chucks it at you guys. And you're going to go ahead and catch it. Any one of you catches it. I'm going to say actually
it's Chuckles probably a love throw letter.
It at you. And you hold it. You're able to catch it. Because you've been really good at catching these bottles from the pigeons as they drop them.
Yeah, they're not very reliable, the pigeons.
No, they just drop it.
Yeah.
When you uncork the bottle, let me pull this up.
Neelix pops up.
No. Yeah, you forgot this, you dum-dums.
Hey, you idiots.
Yes, sir. And he's wearing just like...
A nightgown.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those old-fashioned like swimsuits, you know, with the skirt. You know, that ladies would wear. Yeah. Why can't I show this? Let's see. Hold on.
Swimming.
Do you guys see that? Should be a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks
so
familiar.
Well, you open it up, and it is a map of Lockport, the city you are now in. And you notice there's a lot of these squares kind of like colored in. You don't really have any more details than what this map shows, but at least you now have a functioning map of Lockport.
Is that Archer?
This is a map of actual Lockport. Yes. I was not that clever. But you have a map of Lockport, and you can see clearly where you guys are at on the docks. And you are relatively unbothered, and it is the five of you. So it's Patches, it's Chuckles, it's Dee Dee, it's Squish, and it's Tawny.
The whole crew, you know?
The whole crew. I just realized
that Tawny's our healer, and it really bugs me.
Yeah, I was about to say, let's just, you know, it's five for now. Let's just wait until Patches yells at Tawny and makes him go away.
I don't know. I think now I wish we had an intern in the other game when we didn't have a healer.
Tawny kind of looks around at the three of you and says, so what now?
We're here. Yeah. I think we win.
Yeah.
Well, that was a wrap on season three, guys. Thanks for...
All right, we made it. We're home. Thanks for showing up. We're home.
I grew so much as a character during this season.
Yeah.
Two full seasons. Two full episodes.
Well, I was supposed to return Neelix to this shadowy cabal, but I've grown kind of attached to the fella.
So we abandoned that plan.
No. I don't think we should do that. This cabal, I don't remember much. Remember, I hit my head, you know, amnesia, headaches, yeah. You know, bad gas. The whole nine yards came from that. But what I am going to say is that maybe we try to, you know, show up and, you know, see what this cabal is about. And then just maybe I keep Neelix. You know, he's been pretty good to us. He's been better to you guys than I've been. Let's be honest.
I think we should set him free.
I agree with that.
What, set him free?
Yeah.
No, he's been nicer to us than you.
Well, I mean, I'm being honest. I'm a humble mumble.
Those are not words I would use to describe you.
Humble bumble?
Yes.
I don't know. What do you guys want to do?
I think we should at least find this cabal, because maybe they'll have other ghosts we can steal.
Yeah, let's ask around.
Let's steal from the cabal. Let's do the cabal mutiny.
Wait a second. We don't know anything about the cabal. We should find something out about it before we decide we're going to mutiny it, which means we would be part of it and then organize a mutiny.
We're going to have a whole ghost crew under our control.
No, we don't.
They're
stuck on the boat. We have to bring all of the cabal onto the boat.
Well, no, I'm saying if we go to the cabal and steal their ghosts, we can have more.
Yeah.
Turn them into ghosts?
I'm
sure. I don't remember why they want Neelix, but I'm sure there are some kind of ghost collectors, or you know, maybe I'm sure Neelix isn't really that like an important character. I don't really remember much, but I am really fond of him, and I would rather not give him up. Maybe we could trick them. I don't know. Give them an empty bottle, or maybe, let's go research them. Let's go see what the hell they're about. You know, because they threatened me. I had a vision where they threatened me. They're going to come for me if I don't bring Neelix back. So I think what we should do is get the jump on them first.
So normally when you try to find stuff out about a group, where do you go?
The strip club.
The bar.
Yeah.
We were close. We were on two ends of a different spectrum.
Yeah. And then, from Z to strip club.
There's no clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, we should go to the bar. Yes, we should try to find something out. Well, I mean, we could stay. We don't have to. I think when you're in a bar, we would stay sober. And then we can trick the drunk people.
Or hear me out.
Okay, I'm listening.
We also get drunk.
That's a compelling argument.
And then go to the zoo.
We don't even know if there's a zoo here.
We haven't even looked yet.
We haven't even asked anyone. We got to go to the bar first.
Is there a zoo?
Lockport? What do they do for fun around here? Is it a zoo or the strip club? It's got to be one or the other.
We've got the best zoo in the world.
Maybe it's the same.
Best damn pet shop in town. What kind of zoo is up at 2 a.m. playing jazz music?
Good news. The animals take their clothes off.
They're naked.
Who is that good for?
The other animals.
Freaks.
The animals and the furries.
So what do you think, Tawny?
Yeah,
Tawny's wearing clothes. He would probably like to.
Yeah, pop those things off.
Tawny's been standing there listening to you guys make this discussion, and he's just like, he's completely like soaked head to toe. So are all of you. You guys jumped into the ocean.
Yeah, it's
so
really
you're
refreshing.
Dripping wet. And he's just like, he keeps kind of like, he's like, I don't care. Yeah, a bar sounds good. Where's the nearest bar?
That way. And we start, and I start walking.
Patches, sniff it out.
I'm sniffing.
All right.
Not the one in your leg.
You guys turn down a street. What? Sorry. All of my images got real shrunk. I apologize. I will fix this. Not tonight, but hold on.
In the past.
Also in the past.
In the future, you will leave me a plate of hot coffee. Also in the past.
Ignore that. So you guys are walking down the street, and it is a very crowded city, but it's not quite as like dirty and grimy as maybe Duskoval was. The streets are crowded. The buildings are incredibly close to each other. They tower over each other. The streets are very narrow, so it feels like there's a lot kind of crowding in on you. But it's the streets are clean. There's not trash anywhere. You're not seeing tons of sign of homeless. Even here by the docks, it's not looking too bad. As you walk down the street, you see a bar, a tavern with a sign outside the window that says Smolders. And this is where you decide to turn in.
Smolders?
Smolders.
Smolders. Twinklers.
Is it? Is it? Oh, there's. Holy crap.
Yeah, so my other.
Oh, dear.
Let me rephrase. My other tavern is like this small. It doesn't look like anything. This is a slightly better version. This is a very normal bar that you walk into. It's not completely covered with demons. Okay. My image failed, so I had to upload another one real quick. Anyway, it's a totally normal bar. You do see a mixture of people there, though. You see, what looks like yard worker or shipyard workers. You see some women in there. You see men that are kind of in nicer dress. You also see a lot of people in robes. And this is one thing you guys have noticed as you walked towards the bar. There's a lot of people in robes, different colored robes, but clearly groups of sorts. You can tell like there's like they're always in like groups of two or three of these people in their
robes. Are probably the cult members.
But there's different colors. So
yeah, there's lots of different cults. Maybe Lockport's a cult town.
There are different cults. That's what someone told us last week.
Were they trustworthy?
Were they being difficult?
Give him a stress.
Your silence tells me I'm right.
I mean, it was Fitz Clyde trying to give you very important exposition, and I think you told him to shut up.
Oh, yeah.
He has been very uppity lately.
No, he has not been. He has been driving the ship and helpful.
Literally.
And he won't shut up about it.
Behind the bar is a very stout, very tall-looking woman, very much a working woman. She's clearly the bar owner.
I would like to try to pickpocket someone on the way to the bar.
Okay. As you walk towards the bar, you're going to throw... Let's see. Oh, let me get everybody in here. My bad.
This must have been why Schmalder was always getting into a fight when he ran ahead of everyone.
Because he was pickpocketing everybody along the way.
Yep.
Digging graves, mostly.
It's a victimless crime.
They didn't like that when they're just freshly dead.
Yeah, I'm going to have you roll your finesse to pickpocket... a group of brown people wearing brown robes. As you walk in, they're walking out. You try to pickpocket them.
All right.
You successfully pickpocket them. What you get is just like a bunch of folded up papers and a dog biscuit. Amongst the papers are things like. Just like a note to himself, like, you know, like a laundry list of things, like you know, get dishes, you know, get dinner,
get bitches,
grocery list, get bitches. there's some receipts for things he's purchased. But one of the things in there is like a flyer that's been folded up, and it says, "Welcome to the Church of the Downward Dog." And on the picture, it shows. Like a group of people smiling, but they all have like dog heads on the side.
Can I take the dog biscuit and give it to Chuckles?
Sure.
I know it's not cat food, but it's close.
Disgusting.
All right. I take it back then.
Thank you.
Screw you.
All right.
I put it under his hat.
All right.
On the flyer for the Church of the Downward Dog, it does have like a location and like hours of service listed. Just want to add that on there. Dog biscuit has been refused. It's one of those milk bone ones. I don't know if that entices you at all, but
yeah, I'm not teething.
That's not what milk bones are for.
They're for your teeth. That's why it's milk in the name.
The name of the cabal at all.
You don't know the name of the cabal. Remember is that they dressed all in black. They had a slight accent, making it clear they weren't from Duskfall. They did tell you you had to go to Lockport to return Neelix, but they hadn't told you anything else.
Okay.
Or so you don't remember, rather, anywhere else.
Okay, so I can't, like, just go up to the bartender and ask about this, because I don't remember the name, the specific name of the group.
I mean, you can go ask about them, like, what you remember, for sure.
All right. I saunter up to the bartender.
All right. Let me see your best saunter. Yeah, work them shoulders, you slut.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a real smudge, too.
Super smudge.
What does that mean?
Super smudge.
Walk like this,
yeah. Real smug, like a bed bug.
Bed bug.
And I go to the bartender. Is she a good looking lady, or is she just an average, or is she kind of like, is she bigger?
She's older. She's tall. She's broad shouldered. She's clearly like a working woman. She probably was pretty handsome when she was younger, but she's just an older woman now. Like non threatening, but not really like super sexy either.
So I shouldn't hit on her.
She probably would make her day, but it's, you can do whatever you want. I mean,
all right, I lay down the charm and just hello there. I am Captain Patches McKenzie, formerly Patches FitzClyde, apparently. Anyway, I'm in New in Town, and I'm looking for some people that I, well, frankly, I don't really remember too much about them, but I do remember they were black robes and they were into collecting ghosts. I was wondering if you could possibly give me an information, and maybe I could buy you a drink. Beautiful.
Okay. Great. Excellent. Excellent. Charming. Flirting.
You're pretty. You know that, right?
I'm looking for information. Also, you're pretty.
Throw your consort.
I'll throw my consort, all right? I'll throw my consort. Hold on. Consort it. Any modifiers?
No.
Okay.
You are dripping wet.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh. And you smell like ocean.
Oh, no.
You suddenly remember that you, not 20 minutes, jumped into the ocean. So you are still relatively wet and kind of like, you know, I don't know how much you've been cleaning yourself on the ship. So she kind of looks you up and down. She's not mean about it, but she does like a little like, oh, honey. listen, I don't know if I can help you. You said you're new in town. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I've been here before. I was, you know, here before, but I kind of, well, this is embarrassing. I got a bad case of memory loss. I hit my head, fell off a boat, you know, that old chestnut. And I remember the group. I think they were family, friends, acquaintances. I don't remember, but I know they wore black robes. And trying to find them.
Well, you're going to need a little bit more information than that, honey. Lockport's the city of cults, honey. You got a map there. Let me see your map. And she looks over the map you've just given her, and she points to all those shaded areas, and she goes, every one of these is an area owned by a different cult. There's like 50 of them, and like a lot of them wear black robes. You gotta be, and really into the occult, you gotta be more specific, sweetheart, if you need something more serious.
Can I jog my memory?
Can you jog your memory?
Well, like, yeah. Can I like have like can I try to remember and then remember based on a roll?
Sure. If you want to push yourself and take 2 stress, you can give yourself an additional modifier to how do you want to remember what you've done?
I just want to remember if I can. I would like to see if I can like roll succeed in a role, and then I would remember the name. If you want to come up with the name and tell me, that'd be cool. If I not, then I don't remember. Is that something we can do, or is that not really?
I will say if you let me take a look at your at the options here. Survey. I'll say if you want to take 2 stress and push yourself and then roll your study, if you succeed, you're going to remember kind of a key detail about what happened. Just make sure you take the 2 stress, too.
Okay, so two more stress.
And two then stress.
And then roll.
You're going to roll your study with plus one modifier.
Study. Plus one. Okay. Marshall.
Okay. What do you do to jog your memory? You're standing there in the bar talking to this lady, and you're like, think. What is it that you do?
I'm getting frustrated because I was like, you just told me that there's lots of places, and I'm looking at the map, and I was like, oh, I thought all those dark places were that was water. Oh no. Oh. And it's like, I'm useless. I swear, ever since my new kid, and I start getting like really maudlin, like. My best friends they're like the ghost captain more than me, and I can't remember what I'm here for, why I'm here. Everything sucks, and I just bang my head against the bar. And
when you bang your head against the bar, you have a moment of kind of clarity. That scene where you were approached by this group kind of comes into your head once again, and it's this group of black hooded figures. Except this time you get a little bit more detail of the place that you're in. You can smell like really thick, heavy flowers, like jasmine or something, like a hot summer night when you can really smell the flowers. That's kind of what jogs your memory. And maybe there's like a flower or perfume in the bar that kind of triggers it. But all of a sudden you remember this smell, this very distinctive smell of flowers.
Yeah, and I pull my head back. Hey, flowers! Barkeep! I remember flowers.
Okay, well.
Yeah, yeah, flowers. They smelled like flowers. Like on a hot summer night. Real, real flowery. Real summery. Real night.
Let me see your map again.
All right, and I pull it out of my hat, my little ivy cap hat.
She looks at the map and she points and she kind of like draws like a little circle with her finger around it. She's like, this part of town, the High District, this is known for having like really nice scenery in the summer. They call it the Garden District. If you smelled like flowers, that might be where you're looking at, is over here. But oh. There's still like, you know, half a dozen cults that are over there. I mean, what are you even trying to do?
I don't know if I should be talking about this with anybody, but maybe I could talk about it with you over dinner.
We're going to put a pause on that, and we're going to go see what Patches and Squish are also doing in the bar. Chuckles and Squish are doing in the bar.
I was just going to go up and order a drink and a shoe.
Okay. There's two bartenders working. There's the one that is currently involved with Patches. There's another, it looks like a younger man, and he's like scratching his head, and he's like, so you want it all mixed in a shoe?
Yeah, your finest boot.
My finest boot. Let me go check the lost and found. And he disappears around the corner for a second. And when he comes back, he comes in with like a fine Victorian lady's boot. You know, the one that's got like a little bit of an ankle with all the buttons on it. And he goes,
oh, well, perfect.
Will this do?
Perfect.
Awesome.
That's exactly what. Well, we need two of them, though.
He goes, I think it was a pair. Hold on. And he goes back around the bar and he comes back and he's like, oh, sorry. All I got left is this kind of scuffed up muddy boot. And what he puts down is like clearly a workman's boot that's just caked in mud.
Oh, that's perfect for him. All right.
Well, he nods fixes
my head towards Chuckles.
He fixes you the two drinks and he tells you it's going to be a coin for the two drinks. So you can go ahead and pop that
a whole
there.
Coin for two drinks?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this is Lockport, man. City of sin, city of, you know, redemption.
Do we Things get to keep money. The boot?
Yeah, you can keep the boot.
All right. Fine. And I give Chuckles his workman's boot full of ale.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You're welcome. So how do you want to go about getting the information here?
Well, we can ask about your downward dog thing. I mean, you did find out about that. Maybe we shouldn't tell people. Maybe we should just go to that service at some point. I guess it's just ours. It's not a service.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is the one that we're looking for.
No, but maybe if we went there, we would find out more info. But yeah, it may not be the one that we're looking
That's
for.
That's true. All right. All right. Yeah, we can do that. Any other ideas?
I mean, usually in bars, I just root around on the floor, but there's not really a good reason. Also, I dance on tables. But that's but probably not appropriate here. This is only the first boot of the night.
Patches, the bartender has politely declined your offer for dinner. So you make your way back to the table where Chuckles and Squish are sitting.
Squish! Flowers!
I get up to him and I just start banging the table. Flowers!
Like almond, rice, wheat. What kind of flowers are we talking here?
Lilacs.
I didn't know you could make a flower out of lilacs.
Persimmons. All the flowers. I remember the cult smelled like flowers, or I was in a place with flowers. And she says up at the higher echelons of this Lockport is there's very flowery. So
High Street.
Okay. The highest street on High Street.
The Garden District.
In the Flower District.
Okay.
So I think that's where the cabal's at. The cult. The cult of the cabal.
So we should go there.
Yeah. I mean, after we're done drinking your shoes.
Can we try to make friends with some people at a neighboring table?
Yeah.
Squish?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's do that.
Oh, wait. Hey. Patches.
Yar.
You said they were wearing black robes?
Yeah, but apparently everybody wears black
robes.
Actually,
all he said was flowers. He just came back and he was yelling flowers.
I know, but I kind of figured the bar wasn't that big, so I kind of overheard.
Oh. It's like the cult that smells like flowers.
Yeah, well, and Patches has told you about his vision before. It's come up about the black robes.
He won't stop talking about it.
Yeah.
So, can we find a table full of people in black robes?
Yeah. The bar is filled with a couple of people wearing, like, darker robes. You kind of notice that in the corner there's a group of, like, two or three of them that are wearing these darker robes. Three people in the back of the bar.
All right.
What do they smell like?
Chuckles, let's go.
All right. Yar, I go too.
I guess Patches can come too.
Why can't I come?
I said you can.
All right, let's go.
Okay.
So you approach the bar. These figures are kind of talking amongst themselves. You can't really see their faces.
What's up, people?
Oh, hi there. Okay.
Oh, I love your robes.
Would you like a shoe?
You don't have a shoe. Only me.
I was offering to buy them one.
Oh, how kind.
Would you like one too, Chuckles? Shoes all around.
A round of shoes.
A round of shoes. You there. I am Patches McKenzie, captain of a ship. The Cuddly Clab. And these are my co-captains, Captain Chuckles and Captain Squish.
Hello.
Hello. Captain Chuckles.
Yar.
Say hello.
Yar.
Yeah, see? Yar!
Nailed it.
Okay, roll your concert rolls.
I knew I should have upgraded that one. failed.
I lost my sway. I thought I had sway.
Well, how?
The women kind of, the one woman kind of pushes back her hood. You can now see she's a woman. She's a very nice looking girl. And she kind of looks at the three of you and she's like, excuse me?
You get the finest shoe.
Why can't I see her?
You've got a girlfriend.
Oh.
I say very loudly to make a point.
That's true. In Thank you for game. Acknowledging finally.
In the game.
We don't really need your shoes. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, we were looking for a cult to join.
That smells like flowers.
Yeah, we want to join them.
The flower cult.
I'm sure there is a cult for flowers, but I don't know. I mean, if you want, you can join our cult. We don't have flowers, but we're always looking for new members. And the other two women there pull down their hoods, and it's three beautiful young looking women.
Are they triplets? Hello, nurse.
They are not triplets. They are different women.
Hello, different right. women.
Are they stepsisters?
All three of you get the finest boots.
Are they available?
Is this in or out of character?
Guys, I think I'm going to join this cult.
What kind of cult are you guys?
Oh, we're the
cult? Sex cult.
Kiss, oh, perpetual kiss, kiss, kiss. Wall. Oh,
you can't see me. What? I got my fingers crossed.
Perpetual.
The Church of Perpetual Woe.
What does woe mean?
Is that like sad.
Is that like a type of kiss?
No. Woe is me, as they say.
Oh, wait, perpetual so loud woe. And annoying.
Nobody wants to be woeful all the time, right?
She takes out a little flyer and she passes it to you. This is kind of similar to the size of the flyer you received from the Church of the Downward Dog. And it's just showing a bunch of women on the cover, just kind of like in their faces in that sort of like exaggerated Greek tragedy mask, which is just like, and on the other side, it has their hours of service, a location. It is located in the same area patches that the bartender opened up. It's kind of in that high street area, but it has their hours of service on there, and it has their little saying.
Well, it's a little saying. You guys were a real bummer.
But wait, are you guys located on High Street?
There's like 20 cults on High Street. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we could join any of those cults, and you know, it'd be fine because we'd be in High Street,
a more
right?
fun one.
Because, like, you know, is there a cult of perpetual, like, you know,
flowers
bliss?
I mean,
is there a cult of perpetual orgasm?
I was trying to be polite.
They know.
You're
they know.
Your comments and the kind of demeanor in which you've come up to the bar has caught the ire of what you now realize is the body, is the bartender, or I'm sorry, is the bouncer kind of at this club.
Oh, great.
And not he's kind of making eyes at you, especially since the three of you kind of just came up and started hounding these three young women.
I make eyes back at him.
Oh, come on. We're all
what
here
kind
for
of
shoes.
Eyes?
They're kind of like crazy, but like side-eyed. But then I'll switch to the other side really quickly.
Oh, so he doesn't notice that you're giving him side-eye.
Yeah, and then I raise my eyebrows and squint one eye. But he can't see that eye because it's the eye that's far away from him.
Right, and also you've been drinking, so you don't have as much control over your face as you once thought.
I'm not even halfway through my first boot.
Okay.
I'm not even all the way through yet.
I mean, we're always taking new members. The Church of Perpetual Woe tends to attract a lot of women if you are interested in that. But, I mean, it's open to anyone, really, who wants to join. And one of the girls in the back that says, we have story night on Fridays.
Oh, yeah, what kind of stories?
What you do on Fridays?
Sad ones.
Every Friday?
No. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds really, really sad. Well, it was nice meeting you. Good luck.
It's nice meeting
you. And Chuckles goes and sits down back at his table.
Let's just turn to another table. Like, just turn it up.
Turn 180 degrees. What's your deal?
What cult are you from?
Well, are you the kid? Yeah, those guys were.
How much did the GM prepare ahead of time?
Let me tell you, that last cult, they were a bunch of squares.
Yeah. And I think they perhaps have daddy issues.
And then Squish looks over his shoulder at him and goes, but they were really pretty.
Yeah, so what about you?
Any, like,
uncloak.
Like, flicker in their eyes or anything?
Yourself.
Unhood.
Unhood.
Show yourself.
I stop chanting, unhood, unhood, unhood.
Uh-oh. That's gonna attract the bouncer.
The bouncer walked away.
Yeah, thanks to Squish's facial spasms.
Very, very confusing thing he was doing.
All right.
So, do they unhood?
What do they look like underneath those? What the babies look like?
Are you asking for another group at the table to unhood? Are you demanding they unhood?
No. Yeah, we led with Consort.
We came in drunk on shoe. Demanded.
Yeah.
Just demanded they unhood themselves.
Rowdy at the bar. People are kind of quickly leaving. They can tell you're, out of towners for sure. You enjoy your boot, all of you, except I don't think you got a boot of ale. Did you, Patches?
No, you never
did.
No,
I'm already drunk.
Oh, okay. You're drunk on your own boots.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I can take care of myself.
He got drunk on his own supply.
Yeah.
But once you finish the last of it, the bouncer comes over and he goes, all right, boys, you're starting to turn away business here.
Yeah, and who do you think you are?
Yeah, take your hood off.
Yeah, unhood.
Yeah. Unhood.
I thought this was that part. I'm sorry.
He's not
wearing a hood. He is, in fact, a very tall, bald man and is taking offense. Well,
is it tawny?
Then take off that ugly mask.
Put on a hood, for God's sakes.
Tawny in disguise?
No.
He does
Although
have
tawny
bark
is there with you, he's just been kind of watching this whole charade.
Uselessly.
Now, Tawny has been a thug in the past. He does kind of, he does look thug-ish and is also bald. And he makes eye contact with the bartender, with the bouncer. And they kind of have a moment of bald man solidarity.
Bald man nod.
Yeah, you ever meet two bald men in an elevator? It's weird.
Yeah, you're the freak then. You hairy weirdo.
Saying bald men are freaks?
Only in the elevator.
No, right. You're the one with hair.
No, you're the freak
in
the elevator
with two people, two bald guys. You're the freak.
All right. Well,
Tawny, can you help us here?
Tawny,
there must be some kind of bouncer code, you know?
Yeah. What? Could bald you code. Just bald code? Yeah. Whatever. Please.
Yeah, so Tawny gets up to talk to the bouncer and gives you guys a few more minutes of peace at your table. But yeah, you are sitting there.
Oh, so he chases the bouncer away.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have a talk. they're gonna, you know, what's really happening is Tawny's over there apologizing profusely for your behavior.
Oh, he's gonna regret that.
He's like, you know, they've had a rough couple of months. They've been at sea. I know that they're a pain in the ass. He's kind of like pushing some coin into his hand.
I shout over. Shoo. Still for my friends.
Meanwhile, the bouncer is giving him some like recognition, and you know, yeah, these guys seem like real jackasses. You know, they're having a conversation.
Having a moment.
Having a mo.
A romantic mo. All right, cool.
I'm gonna have each of you roll your study. Okay. I'm sorry, your survey.
Critical success. We don't even need you guys.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to roll, you can, but...
I did already.
My survey's so fucking hard.
Oh, Patches, you almost did. You almost did anything. So you guys have the map out that the captain gave you, and you're looking at the area that the woman kind of didn't physically circle, but kind of pointed out to you. And
but we can cross off the one for perpetual woe.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go ahead and you cross off.
Put a big X through that one.
Through that one. One down, you know, 50 to go. And in kind of a moment of frustration, Squish, you take the page and you flip it over. And on the back, you've seen that the captain, in his familiar hand, has written a name and has written some initials. The name that he reads is called, it says Westervale, Westervale. And then the letters SUK.
Westervale, SUK?
Yeah.
Westervale sucks.
Lol.
Alright. Can I ask the bartender what the hell that means?
Yeah. Oh, you approach bartender, you approach the
what
bar.
Is Westervale?
She looks at it, she looks down at what you're pointing out, and she's like, I don't know what the hell Westervale is, but S-U-K, that's the Society of Universal Knowledge. That's the university up on High Hill.
Do they wear black cloaks?
No, they're a bunch of students. They're all, you know, wearing tunics and, I don't know, whatever students wear. It's okay. A college. It's a bunch of universities.
You. Then I walk away. I go, hey, guys, we should go to the scholarly unit guys up on High Street, High Hill. I already completely forgot what it was.
You mean the Society of Universal Knowledge?
Society of Universal Knowledge, yeah.
Why?
When Tawny hears you say Society of Universal Knowledge, he's as he's approaching, he's like, oh, yeah, I was going to study there.
That's why you sounded so familiar.
You would study it, suck. Got him.
I can't imagine you, Tawny, walking around in a sweater that says S-U-K on it.
Yeah. Well, you can't team up like that, Tawny.
You have a lot to learn. You sure you want to go to school instead of being our intern? Got a lot to learn from us.
Yeah, we'll make we fun can really of you teach you so a much. Thing or two. A noogie.
A noogie.
A noogie.
Yeah, yeah, they're like this famed Lockport University, S-U-K. Lockport suck.
Lockport suck.
Suck. All right.
Can we get more shoes before we go, guys?
You got the coin?
I got whiskey.
Do you just need the actual shoes?
I've got a boot.
Yeah,
I just put my whiskey on his boot.
And you share the boot of whiskey together?
Yeah.
Like, we share the boot. Spaghetti.
No, he poured it into my boot. That was him giving me his booze.
Disgusting.
So he's pouring out, he's lapping it like a cat from the sink.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Juggles?
Nothing, I guess. Just watching this go down. I just snidely remarking at things that are happening. Yeah, we were trying to talk to people. They're not really interested in talking to us.
Maybe that is a group.
No. But I'm not sure my social skills are any better.
Well, you've left. You drink the final boot away and stumble onto the streets, knowing that you probably should check out SUK at some point and track down this. Well, do whatever you want with the name Westervale. You know that there's also at High Street, there is another, potentially the cult that you are looking for is there.
Yeah, we've got a lot of leads here, and we've got a place we could drop off Tawny for a little while to get out of our hair. Maybe he'll learn some useful skills and some manners.
Hail the Junk Fort Boys, in the night they roam, hey! Solving woes with fire and explode. With a clash and a crash and a twist of fate, explosions mark the hours, never late.
All right, I know.
Merry Bobbins.
I got black lung from being down those chimneys.
Now be no swim now, young one, young governor.
Oi, I'm Nobby Nobs.
Oh, I'm from Australia. Oh, wait, that's not the right one.